Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 13th of February 2012. Today is the start of Social Media Week and in London there are lots of events and today I will be talking at one of them about podcasting. So I thought it would be a good idea to give you a little flavour of what's involved in podcasting and in particular highlight two or three tools which I use in order to put these podcasts together. I'm delighted that you're taking an interest in podcasting, and I want to let you know that it's important to seize the opportunity and to apply yourself with some measure of conviction. Otherwise, your podcasts are not really going to hit the mark. And I think that's true of lots of situations, and I tell people the story of the Olympic rower. Imagine for a moment that you're taking part in an Olympic rowing race in one of those single sculls. At the start line, it requires an awful lot of effort to get that boat moving. But actually, once you have got it moving, you discover that there's a point where you get into the swing of things. You get into something called flow. And flow is where you feel at one with the boat and you're rowing pretty efficiently and going pretty fast. And in fact, you think, you know, I could try just a little bit harder and do this better. So you try, and actually, every heightened movement and every little irregularity slows down the boat. And whilst you're trying to do things better, you are in effect making things worse. So Olympic rowers recognize the value of getting into flow. And it's true with podcasting as well. In fact, it's true of everything. It's an awful lot harder to get started than it is to actually maintain the momentum. So my recommendation is have a plan. And even if you don't know where to start with your plan, just start anyway. Write something down, and once you've got a plan, it's quite simple to fine-tune it and change things as you go along. But what I'm suggesting is that you do need a measure of consistency and a measure of persistency in delivering content on a regular basis. If you found this podcast on Audioboo, can I ask you to go over to proactivepaul.com, because below this podcast you will find a set of bullet points which highlight these items that I use. Audacity. Audacity is a little piece of free software which is like a tape recorder and a mixing desk all in one, which you run locally on your computer. It's free, it's cross-platform, you can get versions for PC, for Mac and for Linux. That is the core of what I'm using. If you need some free images to illustrate what you're talking about, you can get them from wikimedia.com. Look for things under commons.wikimedia.com and you will be able to find stuff that you can use freely as long as you attribute the originator. You can also find some audio clips on Wikimedia, but that's not as easy as finding images. So because I have a license for iMovie on my Mac, I actually use audio clips from iMovie. Though having said that, the jingles which you hear at the beginning and the end of my podcasts came from one of those free CDs that used to be attached to magazines that you used to get around about 10 years ago. Having done the preparation on Audacity, it will help you generate a WAV file, which is actually an awful lot of kilobytes. So what I do is take the WAV file and convert that into an MPEG file before uploading it. There is a minor issue with MPEG files. It's a proprietary standard, and so Audacity cannot include the conversion facility within the core software. I use a separate piece of software exclusively for converting audio files to audio files, and it's called ULMAC. ULMAC stands for the Ultimate Live Music Audio Converter. It doesn't take long to master these tools, and once you've done that, what are you going to podcast about? How are you going to make a difference? I think it was Gandhi who said, "We were not put on this earth to not make a difference." So I want you to think carefully about the message you're going to deliver. And when I deliver a message in a speech, quite often I end with this comment. One of these days, your entire life is going to flash in front of your eyes. Make it worth watching.